I said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show that's all about organized crime. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand.
That's really good. That's such a good New York accent. That's like it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. A little black in there. Got a little black in there at the end there. Yeah. So, can I just launch into something? Do we have any old business, as they would say? Do we have any old business? No.
Well, actually, the final question that I normally ask all my guests is about self-censorship, ironically enough. You know how there's certain things. Even I have certain things that I kind of don't talk about that openly. You know that sort of thing, because I think people might think I don't think they're ready for it, or they might think I'm a bit nuts or whatever. That kind of thing. For some reason or another, we think that people might not comprehend it, or we might be judged. And so I'm going to offer you the platform here with an audience that will comprehend you and the host that won't judge you.
Hmm. So are you saying that you sometimes self-censorship, but you can't tell us what you self-censor yourself about, can you?
Exactly. I can neither confirm nor deny what I censor or do not censor.
That's funny, yeah.
What's it? Yeah, it's a political. It doesn't matter where you're in it, whether you're in office politics or radio politics. There's politics everywhere.
There's policy, strategy. Sometimes you might have to use strategy, but I don't. Maybe at 87, I don't have that much to lose. You know, we were talking during the break about music and the fact that America has a black. Their music, the white music. You know, we used to have two musics. We had black and white. We had country and we had Latino. Now we have Latino and country, but there's no what they call the classic American song is gone. It's not popular. And I don't think it happens by accident. We have the everybody sings black and everything. So, and I was thinking, I don't think those things happen by accident. I think the people that are wanting to destroy this country and all other countries, what they do is destroy the self-image of the country, and the one way they do it, and people are so stupid they don't see it. Over here, people with money walk around with blue jeans with holes in the knees of their pants, and they walk around with what they call the rugged look. They have clippers made to clip their beards so they look like they're coming off a 4-day drunk, like they haven't shaved for 4 days, and you've seen that look. I mean, it's on the magazines and everything, and yet it's not. What is it? It's not a real beard. It's not clean shaven. You look like a bum. You look like a bum. Why? I think it's a plot. I think it's a plot. What do you think, you guys?
Well, can you redefine exactly what the plot is, to make everybody just rank self imageless automaton easy to manipulate fools?
Well, the plot would be to make you look like a bum and make the bums the standard.
Well, I think they have a much easier and simpler plot than that. It's called impoverishing everybody and land grabbing.
well, then they'll be, you know what?
Maybe they're trying to actually create a fashion statement about being looking like a bum, right? So that later on, when people have to look like that, everybody feels fashionable.
Yeah. Oh, that's so they're being nice. In other words, you get my point. I think everything has a meaning. Everything has a meaning. And my grandfather, who he dressed in a suit every day, and he shaved every day with a straight razor, for God's sake, he would be aghast to look at the people in the streets today. Even the fact of wearing blue jeans, I wear blue jeans sometimes, but even that, those were workmen's clothes. Nobody would have thought of wearing them in, you know, at a certain time in time in history. Maybe I'm showing
my
age.
And now you got girls. And now you've got these young girls on the thing. They've got these huge cadres of litter and glue fanatic 16-year-olds who are like decorating all their blue jeans and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm wearing work clothes, but I've never done a day's work in my life because Daddy bought these blue jeans for me.
I don't think we have that style up here. I've never noticed that one.
Oh, well, of course you never noticed, mate, because it's a pop culture tween thing. Apparently, it's all the rage.
Well, it's just, well, that, in a way, that's reactionary. They're trying to look good. That will never do. That will never do.
Oh, there was some chick, I don't know, it was like 14, 15 years old, who did some kind of music video or whatever. It was a big hit, and in that video they were doing that to the jeans, so suddenly every girl in bloody Los Angeles is doing it.
Oh, well, that's what they do. They follow the herd.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, speaking of herds. Well, I think, what are you going to do next to look like a bum? Maybe a rope for a belt. And
In fact, have you heard of the A-Team, 80s TV show?
The what show?
The A-Team.
A-Team,
With Mr. T and everything? Yeah, I think that show, and Mr. T specifically, kind of embodies the economic policy of the United States. Did this. He got $10,000 worth of gold chains hanging around his neck and a rope holding up his pants.
Oh, I didn't notice. I never noticed the rope. We have a problem over here with youth gangs, particularly black, Latino here in town, too, but they stick in their own neighborhoods, but... They're young black flash. You know what a flash mob is? That they get together on their whatever it is, the social networks, and they say corner such and such and such and such, and a bunch of young blacks come and they beat up white people, and the newspapers and newspapers don't they call them youths or something? They don't have the guts to tell the truth about what's happening. That's their journalism.
And this is what's happening, right? Race war and fear of crazed individuals. That's what I see in the news like all the time. Don't you think? Because you can't get one black kid killed without whole huge reaction from the black community. Yes. And I feel it's like we're on tender hooks whenever you talk about anybody who's ever been discriminated against ever, right? You can't talk about black people. You can't talk about Jewish people. You can't talk about Mexican people. You can't talk about other Muslims or religions and all this kind of stuff. You can't talk about it. And because you can't talk about it, you remain in absolute freaking ignorance and unfamiliarity and fear of it.
And then the worst part is people who don't know what's happening. You know, you depend on the so-called free press. I laugh my ass off when I hear free. Well, we have free press. We have freedom of the press here, and yeah, you have freedom of the press to tell you exactly what the government wants you to know. That's the freedom of the press.
Well, I just don't understand the ignorance and the hate of some people who are also very reactionary. Like there are some people, it doesn't matter what group you're from, that has been discriminated against, whether it be a sexual sectarian, like a gay guy who, for example, who at the first mention of homosexuality in any reference instantly gets very angry, or a Jewish girl, for example, would hear any kind of racial slur and have at you, or a feminist, for instance, would jump down your throat if you made any kind of derogatory joke. And even if these things are all in good fun, and even if they're not serious, and even if they're actually out of the methodology of pure scientific debate about race or religion or history or something of that nature, those reactionary principles still get activated regardless. And it prevents you from having a conversation. Like, I've stood behind Maori activists, Muslim activists, and people who are Palestinian and people, whatever, All forms of discriminated against screwed up people, and somebody comes along and calls me a racist or something, or a shill or something else of that nature, doesn't hold any water because they're not really fighting against anything real at the end of the day. They're just hating on stuff because they feel that because they got discriminated against or maybe part of their family got discriminated against back in the day, that they suddenly see it everywhere. It's like they haven't gotten over it, so they're going to keep going through that same process until it's resolved. And I don't think that's any good way to live, you know? Get over it and start talking to people as people. Thanks, Sam, for coming on the show today. And youtube.com/1WOM, standing for One Wise Old Man. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Bye now. Cheers.
Right. Cheers. Thanks, man. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in. And if you support the broadcast and real, actual truth getting out there in some way, shape, or form, it may not be the best or whatever, but that's all we got sometimes. Please donate and go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and you can subscribe for $5 a month. There's a bank account number there if you don't want credit card fees and all of that kind of jazz. There's innumerable ways to support the shows. And if you can't support me or don't want to, then please support somebody else who does resonate with you.